A word for you from John chapter 5 verse 43. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. Basically, Jesus is saying, if you do not receive me, the one who is true, you will receive the one who is not true. Now, to the context of this, Jesus was being condemned by the scribes, the Pharisees, who were so critical that Jesus had healed a man, that he dared to heal a man on the Sabbath. And they had observed it. Not that they loved the Sabbath, as Jesus says in the verse before this, I know you do not have the love of God within you. But instead, they rejected Jesus because he didn't fit into their plans of how the Messiah should be. After all, he didn't respect them. They believed that as the leaders of Israel, surely the true Messiah would show such respect for them and place them in the highest position. But no, because they did not love Jesus and the love of God was not within them, Jesus could not raise them up and call people to obey them. Instead, these men were rejectors of Christ, and eventually they were to be the ones who sent him to the cross. So here Jesus says, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. In other words, he has not come in his own name. He has not come and as a pretender. But then, if another one comes in his own name, you will receive him. So they were open and vulnerable to false Christs. Because they rejected the only true one, they were open to the lie. There's an awful condemnation in Thessalonians. It says, because they believed not the truth, they loved not the truth, God sent them the lie. If you do not believe the truth, you will believe the lie. God will make sure of it. And false Christs are not just men who arise or women, but false gospels. You can believe that which seems true, seems powerful, and especially false Christs and false gospels come with great signs and wonders. Jesus speaks of the fact that there will come those, in Matthew 24, verse 24, who will seem to be the Christ. They will be false Christs, and many will believe them, even the elect, if that be possible. Who are you believing? The one who is true, or the one who is the lie?